Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Genocide: Bad Notes on Palestine, Jewish History, and Collective Liberation by Sim Kern is a contemporary political and ethical argument that links urgent events in Palestine to longer arcs of Jewish history and to broader struggles for liberation. Written as a set of notes, the book presents a direct, accessible case for opposing mass violence and dehumanization while also challenging readers to think carefully about identity, power, and solidarity. Kern positions Jewish historical experience as a lens for understanding why collective punishment and ethnic domination must be rejected, and they emphasize that opposing anti-Semitism and supporting Palestinian freedom are not competing commitments. The book also engages the reader in questions about language, propaganda, and moral clarity in public debate, especially when media narratives and political talking points obscure human realities. Rather than treating liberation as a zero-sum contest, it argues for interconnected movements that protect all communities and insist on equal rights, safety, and dignity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, moral clarity on mass violence and dehumanization. A central theme is the insistence that genocide and related forms of mass atrocity are not abstract political disputes, but moral emergencies. The book frames opposition to large-scale killing, forced displacement, and collective punishment as a baseline ethical obligation, not a partisan preference. Kern stresses how dehumanizing rhetoric makes cruelty feel normal, and how euphemisms can soften public reaction to extreme harm. By calling attention to the ways violence is rationalized, the book encourages readers to examine the stories they are told about security, inevitability, and blame, and to ask who benefits when certain lives are treated as disposable. The notes format supports short, pointed reflections that can be used as prompts for discussion and self-interrogation. The argument also highlights that being informed is not the same as being morally engaged, and that neutrality in the face of clear injustice often functions as permission for escalation. Throughout, the emphasis remains on the human stakes of policy and ideology, and on the responsibility to resist narratives that excuse brutality under the cover of complexity. Secondly, Jewish history as a lens for solidarity, not supremacy. The book draws on Jewish historical memory to argue for solidarity with oppressed people, rather than the elevation of one group over another. Kern treats Jewish experience with persecution, displacement, and state violence as an ethical inheritance that can sharpen sensitivity to warning signs of collective harm. At the same time, the book rejects the idea that trauma grants moral license to dominate others. This topic examines how identity can be used in competing ways as a bridge that motivates empathy or as a shield that blocks accountability. The author's approach pushes back against simplistic narratives that portray Jewish safety and Palestinian freedom as mutually exclusive. Instead, it suggests that durable safety comes from equal rights and shared liberation, not from permanent control or segregation. The discussion also makes room for internal diversity within Jewish communities, and the reality that Jewish political views are not monolithic. By foregrounding that complexity, the book encourages readers to resist rhetoric that weaponizes Jewish identity to justify harm, and to oppose anti-Semitism, while also refusing to let anti-Semitism accusations be used to silence legitimate criticism of state actions. And Asians, thirdly, untangling anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, and criticism of Israel. Another major focus is the need for careful definitions in a debate where terms are frequently blurred for political advantage. The book emphasizes that anti-Semitism is real, dangerous, and persistent, and that it must be confronted directly. At the same time, Kern argues that criticism of Israel's policies, or opposition to Zionism as a political project, is not automatically anti-Semitic. This distinction matters because collapsing them together can both weaken the fight against actual anti-Semitism and suppress meaningful discussion about human rights. The notes explore patterns in public discourse, such as guilt by association, selective outrage, and the tendency to treat some communities as perpetual suspects. Readers are encouraged to evaluate claims based on evidence and principles, rather than identity-based shortcuts. The book also points to the importance of consistent standards condemning hate speech and conspiracies about Jews, while also condemning racism against Palestinians and Arabs, and refusing narratives that rank suffering. By clarifying categories and motives, the author aims to reduce confusion and create space for principled solidarity that does not depend on caricatures or collective blame. Fourthly, narratives, propaganda, and the politics of public empathy, Kern pays attention to how public opinion is shaped through media framing, institutional messaging, and social pressure. The book suggests that propaganda is not only blatant lies, but also patterns of omission, repetition, and emotionally loaded language that nudge audiences toward indifference or justification. This topic explores how certain deaths are individualized and mourned, while others are reduced to statistics, and how that difference influences what policies become acceptable. The author encourages readers to notice recurring scripts, portraying one side as inherently violent, treating occupation or blockade as background noise, and presenting extreme responses as unavoidable. The book also addresses the social consequences of speaking out, including intimidation, professional risk, and the demand that marginalized people prove their humanity before their suffering is acknowledged. By examining these mechanisms, the author invites readers to become more discerning consumers of information and more intentional about whose voices they trust. The underlying claim is that empathy is political. When institutions teach the public to empathize selectively, they effectively decide which lives are grievable. The book urges readers to resist that conditioning and to practice consistent compassion grounded in human rights. Lastly, collective liberation as a practical and ethical horizon. The book ultimately frames the Palestine question within a broader vision of collective liberation. Kern argues that freedom is not a private commodity that one group can secure by restricting another, and that systems of domination tend to reproduce insecurity and trauma over time. This topic emphasizes coalition building and the importance of linking struggles against racism, militarism, and authoritarianism. Rather than offering a single policy blueprint, the book points readers toward principles that can guide action: equal rights, safety for all civilians, accountability for abuses, and the rejection of ethno-national hierarchy. The notes format supports a toolkit approach, giving readers language and moral frameworks that can inform conversations, organizing, and civic engagement. The author also highlights the personal dimension of liberation, including the need to unlearn inherited narratives, confront fear-based politics, and build relationships across difference. By presenting liberation as shared and interdependent, the book challenges the reader to move from symbolic gestures to sustained commitment. The goal is a future in which Jewish life is safe and flourishing, Palestinian life is free and dignified, and justice is not treated as a threat to anyone's existence. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers seeking a principled, accessible entry point into debates about Palestine that also takes Jewish history and anti-Semitism seriously. It can benefit activists, students, educators, and anyone who feels overwhelmed by polarized media narratives and wants moral clarity without abandoning nuance. Kern's framing encourages readers to separate identity from impunity, to recognize how dehumanization works, and to practice consistent standards that protect all civilians. Those habits can improve a reader's life by strengthening critical thinking, reducing susceptibility to propaganda, and providing language for difficult conversations with family, coworkers, or community groups. The book is also valuable for readers who want a solidarity-based approach rather than a zero-sum worldview, because it repeatedly returns to the idea that safety and dignity are mutual projects. Compared to many titles on the topic that lean heavily into policy detail, academic theory, or partisan messaging, this work aims for direct ethical argument and approachable synthesis. Its note style makes it easy to revisit key points, share ideas, and build a coherent stance grounded in human rights and collective liberation. If you would like to support Sim Kern, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.